Section B.
强化提升。
第一节，听下面五段对话。每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Are you happy with your new job in London?
Oh, in fact, I considered working in Edinburgh or Leeds, but I've never regretted my decision. How are you doing in Cambridge?
Text 2. I couldn't catch what Peter said in our English lessons.
Me neither. Perhaps that is because he is a newcomer.
Besides, he uses too much different English.
Yes, he is from the U.S.
Text 3.
Excuse me, does this bus go to National City Bank?
Yes, get off at the museum.Stop and walk north for 2 minutes. Text 4.
Excuse me, could you tell me where the railway station is?
Take bus number 1 from here. It will take you there.
Is this the right bus station?
No, you'll have to take the bus across the street.Text 5. Can you tell me where the post office is?
I'm on the way there myself. I'll show you.
Text 2. 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A, B, C,三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料回答第六七题。
Excuse me.Can you tell me the way to the Great Wall Hotel? I have asked someone for the direction, but I think I'm going in the wrong direction, and I have to attend a friend's wedding there.
Yes, you may mistake the meaning the person told you. You need to turn around first. Do you remember passing some traffic lights further up this road just now?
Yes, I do.They are about 2 miles away, right?
That's right. Drive back to the traffic lights and turn right. Follow the road for about a mile until you see a post office. Turn left at the post office and then you just go straight on until you see the hotel in front of you. The building is painted yellow and easy to find.
Excuse me.Can you tell me the way to the Great Wall Hotel? I have asked someone for the direction, but I think I'm going in the wrong direction, and I have to attend a friend's wedding there.
Yes, you may mistake the meaning the person told you. You need to turn around first. Do you remember passing some traffic lights further up this road just now?
Yes, I do.They are about 2 miles away, right?
That's right. Drive back to the traffic lights and turn right. Follow the road for about a mile until you see a post office. Turn left at the post office and then you just go straight on until you see the hotel in front of you. The building is painted yellow and easy to find.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。
Welcome to our talk show, Barbara. Please make yourself at home. First, could you please tell me something about where you live?
Yes, I was born in France, but I grew up in Switzerland, and I recently moved to the UK. Now I live in Weybridge.
What sort of place is that?
It's a large, busy place with beautiful scenery. It's in London. It has got lots of people and houses. It's typical of London suburb.
Is there anything you like best about it?
The greatest thing about Weybridge is the facilities. You've got everything you need. Shops, buses and trains, cinemas, pubs, restaurants and entertainment.
I see. Thank you. Now, let's move on to your job. Welcome to our talk show, Barbara. Please make yourself at home. First, could you please tell me something about where you live?
Yes, I was born in France, but I grew up in Switzerland, and I recently moved to the UK. Now I live in Weybridge.
What sort of place is that?
It's a large, busy place with beautiful scenery. It's in London. It has got lots of people and houses. It's typical of London suburb.
Is there anything you like best about it?
The greatest thing about Weybridge is the facilities. You've got everything you need. Shops, buses and trains, cinemas, pubs, restaurants and entertainment.
I see. Thank you. Now, let's move on to your job.
听第八段材料，回答第十一至十三题。
Excuse me, madam. Could you tell me how to get to the Disney Park?
You can take bus 5. The driver will tell you where to get off.
Yes, but I'm driving my own car.
Oh, then you drive along this street. Turn right at the third crossroad, then take the first turning on the left. Keep straight on until you see a road sign that says Disney Park, and then you follow the sign. It will direct you to the Disney Park.
Drive along this street, turn right, turn left, keep straight, and then I'll see the road sign?
That's right. The road sign is easy to find.
How long will it take me to get there?
About half an hour.
Thanks. You've been very helpful. Excuse me, madam. Could you tell me how to get to the Disney Park?
You can take bus 5. The driver will tell you where to get off.
Yes, but I'm driving my own car.
Oh, then you drive along this street. Turn right at the third crossroad, then take the first turning on the left. Keep straight on until you see a road sign that says Disney Park, and then you follow the sign. It will direct you to the Disney Park.
Drive along this street, turn right, turn left, keep straight, and then I'll see the road sign?
That's right. The road sign is easy to find.
How long will it take me to get there?
About half an hour.
Thanks. You've been very helpful.
听第九段材料，回答第14至16题。
Excuse me, could you show me the way to the Smith Hospital?
Just walk down this street and then turn right at the fourth crossing. You will soon find a hotel on your right. The Smith Hospital is just opposite it. I'm sure you won't miss it.
Can I take a bus there?
Of course you can. Many buses pass by the hospital. You can take the number 5, number 8, and number 14 buses.
How long will it take me to get there if I take a bus to go there?
Let me think. About 30 minutes.
You mean half an hour? I'm afraid that will be too long a time.
Why are you in such a hurry?
I'm not feeling quite myself, and I want to see a doctor there.
Then, why not take a taxi? It will be much faster.
Look, there comes a number 8 bus. I'll take the bus. Thank you for your help, sir. Excuse me, could you show me the way to the Smith Hospital?
Just walk down this street and then turn right at the fourth crossing. You will soon find a hotel on your right. The Smith Hospital is just opposite it. I'm sure you won't miss it.
Can I take a bus there?
Of course you can. Many buses pass by the hospital. You can take the number 5, number 8, and number 14 buses.
How long will it take me to get there if I take a bus to go there?
Let me think. About 30 minutes.
You mean half an hour? I'm afraid that will be too long a time.
Why are you in such a hurry?
I'm not feeling quite myself, and I want to see a doctor there.
Then, why not take a taxi? It will be much faster.
Look, there comes a number 8 bus. I'll take the bus. Thank you for your help, sir.
听第十段材料，回答第17至20题。
Now, I'd like to tell you something about my hometown. I live in Brighton, which is in the south of England. It is not a very big town and has a population of around 300,000. It is a seaside town about 50 miles to the south of London. Of course, it isn't as interesting as London or Paris, but the air is a lot cleaner and there is little pollution. Many Londoners drive about 2 hours to this place to enjoy the bright sunshine here. Every year, about 8 million travelers from all over the world come to Brighton. There are about 300 shops, and it will take you about 3 days to go around all of them. Here you can enjoy the best food in England with the least money. If you go to a small hotel, you will find the local beer has a special taste. There are a lot of language schools in the town. Every summer, many foreign students come to travel and learn English in the town. There are a few factories in Brighton, but not many. So it isn't very easy to find a job there. My father used to work in a steel plant. The plant shut down a year ago, and my father lost his job. Seeing there are so many travelers, my father has decided to open a small shop to sell gifts, but he is short of money. He has decided to borrow some money from the bank.
Now, I'd like to tell you something about my hometown. I live in Brighton, which is in the south of England. It is not a very big town and has a population of around 300,000. It is a seaside town about 50 miles to the south of London. Of course, it isn't as interesting as London or Paris, but the air is a lot cleaner and there is little pollution. Many Londoners drive about 2 hours to this place to enjoy the bright sunshine here. Every year, about 8 million travelers from all over the world come to Brighton. There are about 300 shops, and it will take you about 3 days to go around all of them. Here, you can enjoy the best food in England with the least money. If you go to a small hotel, you will find the local beer has a special taste. There are a lot of language schools in the town. Every summer, many foreign students come to travel and learn English in the town. There are a few factories in Brighton, but not many, so it isn't very easy to find a job there. My father used to work in a steel plant. The plant shut down a year ago, and my father lost his job. Seeing there are so many travelers, my father has decided to open a small shop to sell gifts, but he is short of money. He has decided to borrow some money from the bank.